Harry Truman had a famous sign on his desk in the Oval Office that read, "The buck stops here." Last week, Rear Admiral John Poindexter told Congress that things didn't work that way in the Reagan White House.
"You know, the buck stops here with me."
Poindexter testified he considered it his duty to shield the president from knowledge of the secret plan to supply arms to the Contras with money from the sale of arms to Iran.
"Although I was convinced that we could properly do it and that the president would approve if asked, I made a very deliberate decision not to ask the president so that I could insulate him from the decision and provide some future deniability for the president if it ever leaked out."
The White House issued a statement denying that President Reagan would have approved the diversion if he'd been asked.
"When we sit here and listen to your testimony, in which you tell us that you have either withheld information from, or misled, or misinformed the Congress of the United States, that you have withheld information from the president."
Committee Chairman Daniel Inouye said he found Admiral Poindexter's testimony hard to believe.
"I don't think it is improper for any member of this panel to characterize that testimony as being incredible, mind-boggling, chilling.
A photograph showing the militarization of the Cuban children, a sixth grade class out for their firing exercises."
Oliver North ended his 6 days of testimony by describing his pro-Contra slideshow lecture. Members of Congress did some lecturing too.
"I guess the last thing I want to say to you, Colonel, is that the American people have the constitutional right to be wrong. And what Ronald Reagan thinks, or what Oliver North thinks, or what I think, or what anybody else thinks, makes not a whit if the American people say enough."
President Reagan had nothing to say on the subject.
"I'm not going to comment until the hearings are over."
The trial of Mr. Reagan's former assistant, Michael Deaver, will not begin for at least 3 months. Deaver's lawyers are appealing a court decision that the jury selection has to be public. Deaver's accused of lying about using his White House contacts to build a multimillion dollar lobbying firm. Another Reagan advisor was indicted.
"Have you been served in all this analysis?"
"I know, I don't even play tennis anymore."
Len Nofziger is charged with using his White House connections on behalf of the scandal-ridden WedTech Corporation. In El Salvador, 6 American servicemen were killed when their helicopter crashed in bad weather. In Central Texas, 43 people, most of them teenagers returning from camp, were swept into the raging waters of the Guadalupe River when a van and bus stalled on a flooded bridge. In spite of many heroic rescues, at least 8 of the young people were killed. 2 others are missing and feared dead. In Karachi, Pakistan, 2 car bombs exploded during Tuesday's rush hour. At least 72 people were killed, 250 others injured. The governments of France and Iran broke off diplomatic relations. French police surrounded the Iranian embassy in Paris to prevent the escape of a suspected terrorist. Iran says it's going to try French diplomats in Tehran as spies. In Philadelphia, even the protests had a joyous ring of constitutionality as everybody celebrated the birthday of Congress and the Constitution, both healthy at the age of 200.